Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 23rd of April. And I am recording at a somewhat late 10:32 p.m. here in sunny London, although very nighttime right now, as you would imagine. Okay, so some interesting developments here in the market, starting with the Asia-Pacific region first. Japan, which has been cranking out gains here on a daily basis, modest, third of a percentage point for the main indices, slightly less than that for the topics, actually. And in China, now China's been such a powerhouse here recently. All the talk about the economy and the markets have just been racing away with that accommodative monetary policy and also the linking up of exchanges. But at any rate, the Shanghai Composite Index hit another new high, looks very overextended. It was marginally another new high, up by a third of a percentage point after a little volatility on the day, narrow range volatility, I should say. And the Hang Seng Index, however, lost a third of a percentage point. And the H shares, that's the Hang Seng China Enterprise Index, they were down 1.3% here today. Now, the Hang Seng and the H shares indices I have described yesterday as being in consolidation phases here, and that may continue for a little while longer. But the breakouts from the broad trading ranges that had contained them for several years look very promising overall. So I do feel that these consolidations will be resolved by an eventual and not too far down the road, resumption of the overall upward trends. Okay, now here, this is quite interesting. Taiwan, and which had been a sleeper, really, but jumped 1.92% here today, and it looks like it's breaking out. It's at getting close to breaking out. It's at 9,797, so nearly 9,800, and I think this is going to have a real go at the psychological 10,000 level, particularly since it's been ranging beneath that level, so it may not hold it up for long. And similarly, South Korea, which has been strong, but that there are parallels here because, as again, South Korea had moved sideways for a good number of years, and it's been surging recently over the last month, and or a little more, and the Taiwan market may well be following that overall lead. South Korea is considerably more expensive than Taiwan, which is still quite attractively valued. So a yield of just under 3, and I think the multiples, I can't remember what the PE is, but it wasn't that high. Might be around the 20 level. Okay, Australia, very modest gain. India, a little bit lower in here today, 0.5% for the Sensex index, a little less for the Nifty, 0.3% for the Nifty, and with the exception of Singapore, which had a very slight gain, we had modest declines, mostly around 0.5% territory for the other ASEAN indices, plus also New Zealand. And looking at the European stock markets in here today, mostly to the downside. Germany clipped again 1.21%. It's oversold in the short term and testing the lower side of the range. So will we get a bounce with all that QE that's going on? There are, well, there isn't a steady, ongoing, fingernail chewing nervousness, threats, brinkmanship here over the whole Grexit issue. Very tedious, this, so I'm not surprised that some investors have been drifting away from the region. But my feeling is, they'll patch up this Greek thing one way or t'other. I mean, my long-term view is that Greece will not survive in the euro. I would like to be proved wrong on that, if only for Greece's sake. Well, very much for Greece's sake. And I think we get an acceptable deal for a few months, and we'll see these European indices probably run again. Now, not in the EU, the UK market, but that was up a third of a point in here today. And the mining shares in the UK were quite firm today. All right, then the US market, pre-market, it was lower. And then it came in and did really quite well, and then had those gains pared back a little bit. As the day, well, it was really in the last hour, and the gains were pegged back. But nevertheless, Dow up over a tenth of a percent, the S&P up a quarter of a percent, and the Nasdaq Composite up over a third of a percent. Now, what was also interesting is that the Nasdaq Composite led the Nasdaq 100 and also the S&P 500 into briefly testing new highs in here today. Now, with all the ranging going on, we've seen new highs and then they fall back and consolidate. But nevertheless, it was quite well, it's a more positive development. It's better than breaking down out of sideways trading ranges. So these overall upward trends are still intact, and also the transports are firming within their trading range. So they've removed pressure from the 200-day moving average here, at least temporarily. And transport's interesting. It's dominated by the railroads and airlines, but the railroads do better when the oil business is picking up in the US. Now, looking elsewhere, other than stock markets and the US government bond yield eased a little bit. That's 1.95% on that 10-year bond. The dollar weaker here today, and 97.30 as I speak on the US dollar index. So that's a good drop down to now test the lower side of the range once again. And I think it would be, well, I know it would be in the interest of the US economy to see this break down, because it's been a headwind here for a lot of corporate multinationals here, and makes US goods more expensive, basically. So they either have to drop their prices to remain competitive, and then of course they get a lower profit from that. Now, elsewhere here, the euro is a little higher at 1.0822. The pound, it's not much change, 1.5059. I think that's exactly where it was last night when I spoke. Looking for the yen here, just below, well, no, just above 119 and a half. And Australian dollar, fraction firmer, 0.7780. Now, elsewhere, the Asian currencies are generally a little stronger against the US dollar, although the Indian rupee weakened in here today. Not sure what was behind that. I haven't been able to ascertain that at this stage, but I will be certainly having a look at it again tomorrow and see if I can find out what that's about. And not a big move here overall, but again, it is having been rock steady. It's now giving up a bit of ground. Okay, and in commodities, that weaker dollar has helped the precious metals in here. Palladium, $15 higher at 771. Silver is up to $15.84, and platinum is up over $6, $1,136, and gold bullion not doing much, 1,190, nearly 1,194 here. Now we had strong gains in sugar today. We had strong gains in crude oil. The Brent is at 64.91, so it's been breaking up out of this little trading range. And actually, it's been rising over the last several weeks here, and it will take a downward dynamic to check this current rally that we are actually seeing. And the WTI is at 57.74. Now, looking at some of the other soft commodities, cotton looks really quite steady, ranging not that far off some of its previous lows over the last decade or more. And grains and beans, soybeans a little bit firmer, corn and wheat fraction lower. And that's pretty much it. Roll on Friday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.